Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we will help you keep it running thanks to the help you receive from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you today, and how was your week?
Well, we had a busy week at work, of course, and it's a beautiful day. I'm doing fine today. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Are you going to be on the clock today at Lloyd's?
I am not going to be on the clock today at Lloyd's, but I just heard your ad for the auto show that's opening this weekend, and that's kind of an exciting idea, isn't it? That the world can get back to an event like that makes me feel pretty good about the whole thing.
And I don't think I'm mistaken, but I know initially the Back to the 50s show was not going to happen at the fairgrounds, but I believe it is now. Have you heard that?
I did not hear that, but I saw that in the paper this past week that's going to happen also. So that's good news too. So, and not only that, good for the fairgrounds, all those people that have businesses out there. It gives them an opportunity to open up a little bit and get back into business. So that's really good. Really good for all of them.
I remember when you and I were out at the State Fair at Back to the 50s many years ago, and the station put us up in one of those. I won't call them an RV, but I guess it was an RV. It was one of those aluminum-looking
streamlined trailer, yeah.
Yes, but it was 90-some degrees outside, and it had no air. So we lost a few pounds doing that show, but that was then. This is now. If you're new to the show this morning, thank you for joining us. Dan, as I said, is an ASC-certified technician. He has helped you out here on CCO Radio for at least 25 years, if not more now. And if you have any issues with your car, maybe you want to get it ready for some trip if you can find some gasoline where you are. Call in your car care question, or you can send a text to Dan. It's the same number, 651-989-9226. And keep in mind, don't wait if you have a question, and you don't have to be some gearhead or motorhead to ask a question. All are welcome. And we do get probably, I would say, Dan, probably 50% of our calls and texts are from females, wouldn't you say?
I'd say at least. I would say that's absolutely true.
A lot of folks drive. So call or text, and Dan will take his leave at 7:45, so about another half hour from now. So don't hesitate. Send us a text. Somebody did send a text earlier, Dan, about another oil change question or a type of oil. This one is a Ford Mustang. Let's see. It's a 2007. It's got 51,000 miles on it. The texter has always used conventional oil, 5W-30, and said, should I be using synthetic? I think, no, I know what you're going to say, but we'll let you say it.
Yeah, you should. And in fact, the conventional oil that you've used since 2007 has changed over the years and has become more synthetic just through the refining process. So the oil that you're using anyway has gotten better, but there's no reason for you not to use a full synthetic oil. And, you know, Denny, remember, I did a little analysis on this, and I think it was on a Honda Accord or something like that. But if you use conventional oil versus synthetic oil, even the fact that the synthetic oil costs a little bit more, you the cost of oil changes is actually cheaper during the life of the car because of the extended oil change intervals. And so, you know, I don't think price is a good reason not to do it either. So I don't see much reason not to use synthetic motor oil.
No, that's a perfectly great answer. And they make such great synthetic oil now. They have such great choices. And again, I've asked you this in the past, but if you spend the money and you get synthetic oil, you don't hesitate in getting a good filter as well. Don't go cheap on that one.
No, that's absolutely true. And you know that better than anyone. You won't even let me use my own oil filter. You bring your own. So you want the absolute best that has to be special ordered. And let me use my own oil filter. You bring your own. So you want the absolute best that has to be special ordered. And that's good. I'm glad to do that. And I think that's a great idea that you have is to get the very best one that you can get for your vehicle and use it, because oil filter is a big deal. We talked about that last week, how important they are and the job that they do in keeping any kind of metallic material out of the oil while it's lubricating your engine. And so the oil filter is a very important component.
How do you tell, you know, when you go to the auto parts store, wherever the case may be, how do you know if it's a good one or this one is better than that one? I mean, should price be your guide?
Well, price is pretty much always a good guide. And then also do a little reading, do a little research. If you check an oil filter online, you'll be able to find, you know, how well it's rated and where it's rated. And so I would recommend all of those things. You know, certainly price is the easiest one. If you just want the best that they have to offer, that's clearly going to be the most expensive one. And that's a pretty simple way to go about it.
Let's grab a phone call before we take a break. Donald is calling in this morning. Dan from Ham Lake, I believe. Donald, you're on CCO with Dan.
A couple quick questions. I got a 2010 LaCrosse. Changing the transmission fluid and the coolant. I've got 107,000 on it, and I changed it at 80,000. Is that about time to do it again?
Well, I think that's probably a bit excessive. Honestly, if you did it at 80,000, I don't think the manufacturer recommends doing it that often. But if it feels good to you, and if the time has been long enough, there's no reason not to do it. It will. You know, it's only a good thing to have fresh fluids in there. But my recommendation is always to stick with the schedule that the manufacturer recommends. So check that. It's in the glove box of your car when they recommend changing all that stuff. And do it at least on that schedule. And if you're like Denny Long and you want to do it more frequently, then that's exactly what you should do.
All right, Donald. Thanks for the call, 651-989-9226. You make me sound like I have a little obsessive compulsive disorder.
You do, and that's perfect. That's exactly, it's only good for your vehicles. And quite honestly, Denny, the way you treat your vehicles would make me want one of your vehicle that you're done with, because you take really good care of it. You know, we have customers like that, too. And, of course, they're our favorite customers because they want everything done just right. And those are the vehicles that I would be interested in for, you know, a used car also.
Sure.
So you're doing the right thing. I'm not picking on you or teasing you.
I know that.
I think it's smart what you're doing.
I wear it as a badge of honor, as a matter of fact. Well, I remember the car you took, the SUV that Tony ended up getting. We had that Ford Explorer for 21 years, over 21 years. And, heck, you even had to figure out how to redo the antenna, which had broken off. Because, of course, we had to hear CCO radio. And I remember you doing that.
AM radio didn't work. That's unacceptable.
That's for me, yeah. Let's take a break. Invite our listeners to come back and ask your car care question. Dan will be with us till about 7:45, so don't wait. Call in, text in, same number, 651-989-9226. 51 degrees here on CCO. We'll be close to 80 for the next few days. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. You guys are open today. Tell folks exactly where Lloyd's is located there on Grand.
Lloyd's is located at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us, which is going to be about 7:45. So if you happen to have any kind of a car care question, don't hesitate. Give us a call or text right now at 651-989-9226. This texter this morning, Dan, says that the dealer tells me the spring coils are broken in my 2004 Toyota Sienna minivan. Shouldn't I be able to feel that when I drive the vehicle, is the question.
You know, you would, well, lucky that you can't feel it, because if you can feel it, that's a big problem, meaning that the coils have become unwound. They broke in a way that they become unwound, and then the car is just sitting down on the suspension. You certainly would feel that. But the good news is that when your coil spring broke, just a portion of it on either the bottom or the top, most likely the bottom, broke off, and the spring has settled down on that broken piece, and it's still stuck in place where it belongs, so it's still working okay. That's actually a very common repair that we do, that everybody does, that coil springs do break, and when they do break, the only repair is actually to replace them. So it sounds like what they're telling you is exactly true. And no, you should not be surprised that you can't feel it while driving the car. It's something that you see on a visual inspection.
Is that a tough job to do for you guys?
Well, it's not a tough job because we do them so often. We're good at them. But it requires taking the strut out of the vehicle and putting it on a strut compressor. You have to compress that old spring and then take the strut plate and all of that apart while the spring is compressed, then put a new spring in and compress the new spring and put it all back together and then put it back into the car. So it's certainly not a job that somebody could do at home, but it's a very common job that we do all the time at Lloyd's.
Interesting. How about that? All right, let's see. Again, 651-989-9226. Here's one. Says the auto question, 2016 Ford F-250 Super Cab Diesel, 174,000 miles on it. The transmission went out. Texter says, does this seem odd or unexpected? Any major reason this would happen? I personally, Texter says, have no experience with Ford trucks. My daughter bought this with a partner for a lawn care business. So 174,000 miles on this F-250 transmission went out. Does that seem odd is the question.
Yeah, that does not seem odd. Not so long ago, Denny, people with vehicles were shooting for 100,000 miles.
That's true.
Of driving without a major repair, and 174,000 miles and needing a transmission repair or overhaul. No, that does not sound unusual to me, especially in a pickup truck, because you have no idea what its life was before you got a hold of it. But even, just under normal driving conditions, 174,000 miles, I think you've done pretty good. And when you start looking around for a replacement for that vehicle, you might decide that the best thing to do is actually to go ahead and repair it, because the price of pickup trucks is pretty highly inflated right now. So you might decide that it's just best to fix what you got.
Very good. Dan, hang on. We're going to take a break. We're going to have a look at that forecast for the coming week here on CCO. So stay tuned. 651-989-9226. Back with more Car Care Talk here on a Saturday morning. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns, your ASC certified technician, answering your questions as usual. He'll be here for a few more minutes. And Dan, we have a bunch of text messages. Let's see if we can impart and answer those before you take your leave. Here's one. It says, I use a key. By the way, this is a 2005 Dodge Caravan. They use a key in the driver's door to unlock it. The warning alarm goes off until I put the key in and start it. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, when, there's a little micro switch in that key lock, and when you turn the key, you're supposed to disarm it. It is supposed to disarm the alarm system. That's not working correctly. However, when you put the key in the ignition, that is disarming the alarm system. So you've got a problem in that driver's door, most likely, that will need the inner door panel will have to come apart, and that lock cylinder will need attention in order to get that key working properly. And in fact, Denny, the fact that we had a key question reminds me that it's spring, and it's time for us all to take the mechanical key out of our key fob and put it in all of our locks on our doors and use them, practice them, yes. Exercise them a little bit, because if you let them sit too long without using them, they won't work anymore. So that's just a good reminder for us all to put the key in the door and actually turn it so that it's been exercised and lubricated and moved around a little bit so that it will work when you want it to.
Doggone it, I keep forgetting about that. I know you talk about that once a year or so on the show, and that's something I've completely, you know, we become pretty complacent with those fobs and keep just touching the button. But, okay, so use the regular key and lock and unlock your vehicle. Loosen
right.
it up.
That's right.
Exercise.
Yeah, you know, in an emergency, you need it to work, and when you need it to work, you need to know that you've tried it before the emergency happens.
Yeah,
so it's just
absolutely.
Good prevention.
Here's a question, Dan, that's pretty common during the COVID situation that says, because I now work from home, I drive much less. I'm putting on only about 4,000 to 5,000 miles a year. How often should I change my oil?
Well, my recommendation is you should probably change your oil twice a year because your shop should see your vehicle twice a year. And because there's more to it than just the oil, there's also air in the tires and steering and suspension parts and brakes and all of that sort of stuff that need to be looked at while we're doing an oil change. And an oil change is just a good excuse to do it. So I think if you bring your vehicle in twice a year at a minimum, you'll be in good shape.
All right. Here is, oh, wow. I was just looking at a carburetor question. We'll get to that. Here's a question. Dan, I have a 20-year-old truck. What kind of effect does a worn-out ignition key have on starting the truck, the effect on the sensors, for example?
Well, the key doesn't have much to do with the sensors. They're actually part of the lock cylinder itself. And so, well, back in the day, there were some keys that actually had a sensor in them. But Most of the sensors are in the lock cylinder itself, and the worn-out key, the biggest issue is the mechanical part of that. It doesn't push the tumblers as far as it's supposed to anymore, and so eventually that key can stop working. And so that would be the greater concern, is that the key will stop working. And so when a key starts to get pretty worn out, we recommend that you take the other key that has not been used very much and have a new key made off of that one so that the worn out key can be disposed of.
Okay. Here is that carburetor question before we let you go here this morning. It says they have rebuilt an old Holley two-barrel carb. The drain plugs were seeping gas. All was cleaned well, looked good, replaced the new gaskets with extra set of new gaskets, still seeped after that. Finally used some silicone gasket sealer. It's supposed to work around oil and gas. Why would new gaskets seep like that? They're made of hard red metal material.
You know, in the bottom of the bowl of those carburetors, there's a plug. and those plugs oftentimes leaked when we used to rebuild carburetors. And there's a special epoxy that we would use on those, and I can't name that right now because I can't remember, but there was a special epoxy that we put in the bottom of the bowl. And I wonder if with what you've done, if you've just masked the problem. I wonder if the bowls should hold the gas and it shouldn't leak at all with no gaskets at all. So I think what you've done is mask the real problem, which is, I think, in the bottom of the bowl, the carburetor is still seeping and it's dripping into the intake manifold. So I think if you take it back off, find out whatever that epoxy is we used to put in the bottom of those bowls to seal them, and use that, and that'll take care of it. It was a common repair we used to do.
Just have a couple of texts left, and we're just about out of time, Dan. There's a texter that says, what brand of oil filter does Denny Long use? Well, there's one thing I can tell you for sure. I search for the original equipment that, whatever type of vehicle you have. Look it up. You can always find that information. That's what I feel most comfortable with. Is that common sense, Dan, for OEM gear?
I think that is common sense. And sometimes using OEM parts gets price prohibitive, but in the case of an oil filter, it does not. And I think that what you're doing is exactly right, Denny. Use an OEM, whatever you can. That'd be fine.
Yep. All right. Original equipment. Now, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's? I know you're open for a while today, and then we'll do another show next week. What's the phone number?
Yeah, well, you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. There's all sorts of information about us there. You can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. Or give us a call this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. And for those two or three text messages we did not get to, we'll open up the show with those next week. So, Dan, have a good week, and let's do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Burns, ESC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCC.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.